Good morning. The weather for pretty much the entire month of May across interior New York and New England has been dominated by a low pressure center cut off from the main jet stream flow in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. And as a result, we've been cool and wet. And this morning is no different. Temperatures starting in the 40s and lower 50s. And showers backing through New England and into the eastern third of New York State will be common through the morning commute. We will have the opportunity to dry things out as that low slowly tracks into the Canadian Maritimes today. So the chances of precipitation will go down through the afternoon. Clouds will be tough to shake, but I think some of them will break up, especially in the Mohawk Valley and Western Catskills, and will lead to some more in the way of sunshine as we get deeper into the day. Temperatures will respond and make it into the lower 60s. Also behind this storm, we'll have a northwest wind kicking in. This will help dry things out, but the winds at times will be gusty over 30 and even up to 40 miles per hour. We'll have a further clearing trend tonight with high pressure building in, and temperatures will be back into the 40s. This will set us up for a pattern change, both at the surface and mid-levels of the atmosphere. A big ridge of high pressure will build in, and that will mean more sunshine for tomorrow and high temperatures bouncing back into the lower to mid-70s. In fact, that big ridge will only build through the middle of the week, and summer-like warmth will arrive in the region. With a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and a southwest wind, temperatures will surge into the middle and even some upper 80s. Mid to upper 80s again on Thursday with a shot at 90, although a late day shower or thunderstorm possible as the heat and humidity start to increase to summer-like levels. Behind this front, we'll go back to seasonably mild temperatures Friday and through the weekend with highs in the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, much of the northern tier of the United States will be in an active wet pattern for a couple of days as low pressure centers rotate through an upper level trough moving through the west. Rain and high elevation snow will spread across parts of the Pacific Northwest and Northern California eastward into parts of the Northern Rockies as an approaching front tracks across the Northwest. Portions of the Cascades could have periods of heavy precipitation during this time. For areas east of the Continental Divide, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms will develop from the southern high plains to the upper Midwest and Great Lakes as a front moves out onto the plains and lifts northeast through the upper Midwest into Canada. Any one of these thunderstorms will have the potential to become strong to even severe, and the Storm Prediction Center has highlighted much of the high plains and portions of the upper Midwest as having a slight risk of severe weather with strong wind gusts and hail the primary risks. Meanwhile, embedded areas of heavy rainfall will likely set up over portions of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and northern Michigan and may lead to rapid runoff and flash flooding. This particular region could see rainfall amounts of up to 3 to 4 inches. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility under snow and blowing snow, 23 degrees, with a wind out of the north at 43, gusting to 64 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 5 above zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain, 51 degrees, the dew point 44, 77% relative humidity, and northwest wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.62 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City, partly sunny and windy, mid-60s, Boston, mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered showers, mid-60s, and in Buffalo, sunny, with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 60 degrees, the low 44. The average temperature, 52, that's 6 degrees below normal. 0.06 of an inch of precipitation yesterday, 3.49 inches now for the month, which is 1.97 inches above normal. And 16.42 inches for the year, which is 3.73 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees, the average low 47. The record high 93 set in 1900 and the record low 31 in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 5:32 a.m. Sunset this evening 8:11 p.m. 14 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Showers this morning, then breaks of sun this afternoon. Windy with highs in the lower 60s. Clearing tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, showers this morning with increasing sunshine this afternoon, windy with highs in the lower to mid-60s, clearing tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a few showers this morning, then breaks of sun this afternoon, windy with highs in the lower 60s. Clearing tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, showers this morning, then increasing sunshine this afternoon, windy with highs in the lower 60s. Clearing tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Showers this morning, then increasing sunshine this afternoon, windy, with highs in the lower 60s. Clearing tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine mixing with some clouds in the afternoon, warmer, lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and very warm Wednesday, mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday, with a late-day shower or thunderstorm possible, mid to upper 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, back to the lower and mid-70s. And partly sunny over the weekend, a shower or thunderstorm possible Sunday, highs both days in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.